Today's shiur is Masech Davar D'Zara Daf Nun Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Dalet on the days, the second wide line. It says the Marshal Pelepis Echad Esar Gamliel. There was one Nachri that asked Rav Gamliel. K'suv B'Taraschem. It says in the Torah, K'shem Elokecha Ish Ochlehu Kel Kana. That Kadosh Baruch Hu takes revenge at those who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the question was asked, Neiman Meskana Ba'Avdeha, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take revenge at those who worship the Avodah Zarah? Ve'en Meskana Ba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take revenge in the Avodah Zarah itself. And this question of the Gemara is very much in line with the questions that we learned in our previous year, that why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just eliminate the Avodah Zarah from the world, and by eliminating the Avodah Zarah from the world, it would eliminate that Aveira. Amalai and Gamliel responded, Emshchel Moshel Ma'adav Adayma, how could I respond with a Moshel? Amel Bas V'dam Shoyle Ben Echad, a king had one son, Vaisa Ben Hay Megadol Leis HaKelev, and that son had a dog, V'hel Hashem Hashem Aviv, and he called the dog by his father's name. Kishu Nizhvaimer. So if the son would ever have to make an oath, he would say Bechaya Kalef. He would use the huge Bechaya Kalef because he meant Abba, his father. Ushama Melech, when the king heard what was going on, Amir Kayas, who would the king be offended by? Alabenu Kayas? Would be upset at the son that was talking about him in such a way, or on the dog. Have Aimer. Certainly, the king would be upset at the dog, at the son. The son, how do you call me? How do you call your dog by my name? So the same, he said, is by Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is not who chose to be worshipped. It's the people, Rachman Otzlan, who choose to worship the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, since the people are those who choose the Avodah Zarah, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at the people. So at that point, the Snachri got very offended. Amalai, Kelevat, the Karaisai, you're calling the Avodah Zarah by the name of a dog. It really could accomplish. Amalai, so Rabbi Gamliel asks him, Omari Isop, what makes you say that the dog has, any real power, the Zara has any real power? Amalai, so he said, Pamachas Nafl, the lake of Irenu, there was once a fire in our town, Venisrafa Kalir Kula, and the entire city got burned. And the Avodah Zarah wasn't burned. So we see that the Avodah Zarah has power. Amalek, which again Gamliel said, when you have a king who a part of the country rebelled against the king. When the king goes out to battle, who does he hold battle with? With those who are alive or those who are not alive? Have a Omer? Certainly in Mechaim Uaisa. And therefore, it's a very similar answer to what we just learned a moment ago. The Avodah Zarah has really no power and didn't really do anything. It was the people who worshipped him that are deserving of punishment. Amalai, when the Nachri heard what Rabbi Gamliel said, Amalai Kalevat the Karaisai, Mesat the Karaisai, if you're calling it with all these derogatory names, you're calling it a Kelev, you're calling it dead, Imken Yavdenim Ailam, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu just completely eliminate it. Amalai, says Rabbi Gamliel, Ila Davashayna Ailam Tzarech Loi Haya Avdim, if what was worshipped was something that the world has no need for, Harei Mevatlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed would have eliminate them. But Harayim Ibdim, what is worship? Le Chamal Vana, Le Chamal Mazalus, the stars and this, and all of what's in the heavens are what are worshipped. Lafikim to wells, ulageos and to valleys. Yabe olam b'nei ashoitim, she'akadosh baruch hu destroyed the world because they're foolish people. V'keinu oimer, and that's what the pasuk says in Sefanya. Esav esav kom alpni adam enum Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Esav esav, should I destroy everything that exists in the world? Osav adam behema, osav oif ha-shemayim, v'degei ha-yom v'makshel sas v'shoim, v'chim nei ha-rishoim nechsholim behem. Because the rishoim do use these things for avodah zarah. Yavet min ha-olam, shai HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy them. V'loi la'adam hein ha-ivrim. The pasuk says that there are times that they worship human beings. So though is the expectation that v'chrati is adam apnei adama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eliminate all people from the world because of these people. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't destroy the world because of the foolish people. Says the Gemara Shaul, Agrifus Sar Tzoves or Gamliel. Agrifus, who was the general, asked the Gamliel, Sibet HaRascham, the pasuk says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem Elkecha Eish Oichlehu Kael Kana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is jealous about the Avodah Zarah, takes revenge, and says the Gemara, Klumas Kana, Chochem B'Chochem. Chochem, it can be jealous, it could be upset with another Chochem. Or give over, give over one strong person with another strong person. Osher ba'osher, a wealthy person with another person. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu even be thinking about the Zara, which is worthless and meaningless? Amalei amshcha mashal ma'adav adayma. So again, he said, I'll answer you with a mashal. L'adam shenas isha, a person married a wife. Alishtai, he divorced his first wife and married a second wife. The second wife, Chashuvimena, was more distinguished than the first wife. Amos Kanaba, then the first wife might not be happy with the situation, but she won't be jealous because she sees that her husband married somebody who is more important than she is. Chusvimena, but if the second wife was less important, then he would be upset. She would be upset. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees who did Klal Yisrael switch from. They switched from our incredible HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an Avodah Zarah. So I saw that Rashi explains that the first wife doesn't hate the husband that much. But if the second wife that he took is more distinguished, but she will be upset with her husband if the second wife is a woman that's not that way. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that we need to understand that is that true that the first wife will not be upset at the second wife because she's more distinguished. Chazal teach us, Ein isha meskana el b'yer chaverta. The first wife will always be upset. So that's why if you look in Rashi, the Mefarshim say, it doesn't say that Ein isha, that this first wife is not meskana, is not upset. Rashi uses the word, Ein meskana kolkach. It's not the same when the first wife sees who the second wife is. The Mashah asks that, what kind of answer in this? Then, because according to this, why Agrifus will now ask that, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu then upset? Because the Gemara is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, that when is a woman upset? The woman's upset if the second wife is more important, but if it's more distinguished. If the second wife is not more distinguished, so here the second wife is nothing. So we're back to our question. Agrifus asks, Kel Kana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. What's he upset if that's who they chose? So he explains that there are two types of kina. That a person is one type of kina is a person wants to have what another person has. Another type of kina is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at what people do. Agrifus understood that, misunderstood. Agrifus thought that when the pasuk keeps on saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kael Kana, it means that it's like a human being, that a human being is jealous about something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not jealous. There's no such a thing as a jealousy. When we speak about kina, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's being angry. And he's being angry, and he's angry because he sees what people do. Dan Eliyahu, the Gra asks, why is the Avodah Zarah compared to wife? And when we think about it, using this example, what's really being said is that the second wife, the Gemara keeps on repeating, we have to look at what kind of woman she is compared to the first wife. So indeed, it might be that the second wife is more important than the first wife, less important than the first wife, but there is some value to that woman, as there is to every human being. Avodah Zarah, the Gemara keeps on calling correctly Kelev, a dog, mace, and all of a sudden, now the Gemara is giving it some value. So he says, so he explains according to what Chazal teaches us, that the part, as we just said, that that Agrifus tried to understand why does the pasuk say regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship or reaction to Avodah Zarah, Keshem Elkechahu Esh Kael Kana, that the question was that you say that fire is not Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, the pasuk says regarding fire, Esh Tomet Tukar El Mizbeach, it constantly is on the Mizbeach. Isn't that a proof that it does have some value? So what he was answered, that by Har Sinai, we didn't see. What we saw was that we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fire is obviously just one of the tools HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that in controlling the world. And the Gemara says that the fire that's on the Mizbeach was an interesting type of fire. And that's what was meant to say here, that just like the fire that we saw at Har Sinai does not represent anything compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he was saying is that when you speak about Avodah Zarah and whatever they used to worship, you ought to know that everything that exists in the world is only things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, that he should be able to run the world, not that they have any independent value. Says the Gemara, Amalei Zunin. There was somebody whose name was Zunin Seter Rabbi Kiva. Libi v'Libcha Yada, you and I both know that Avodah Chavon Les Ben Meshasha, that Avodah Zarah has no value. But says the Gemara, he asked him, that there are people that walk into the Avodah Zarah with broken legs, and they walk out fine. My tama, the Avodah Zarah is so value, has no value, has no meaning. How does that happen? Amalei, to which Rabbi Kiva responded, there was a person who was very trustworthy who lived in a city. Because he was so very trustworthy, everybody in town, if they had to leave something, they would leave it by him, even without Adam. There was one person that did leave things with him, and he appointed witnesses to see. And one time he forgot, and this person who always used Adam. This time, he forgot to point Adam to when he left something by this individual. So the wife of the person who everything was always left with said, Bavanek Bereno, let's deny that he left anything from us because he always has Adam. And now if he doesn't have Adam, when we will deny that anything is left by us, every we'll have a very strong case. Amalei, and her husband says, because this person acted foolishly and doesn't trust us. Is that a reason that we should act improperly? Afkach, says the Gemara, Yisurim b'shosh m'shagim asayil adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on a person, Mashbin Isai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sends those Yisurim, says Shloi Techel b'yayim plani, they should go only at a certain day, Shloi Teitzu el b'yayim plani, and they should only leave the person at a certain time. Or b'shosh plani, at a certain day and a certain time. V'yayim plani, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines who should be the doctor. V'yayim sam plani, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines what should be the medicine that should cure the person. Kim Shigi is Manam Lotzeis. When the time for the person to get well comes, Halach Zela Beis Averes Kachavim. This person just happened to go to the Beis Averes Kachavim. But Amra Yisurim, Dinu Shalai Netze. We should not leave, because as we just are learning, it will be incorrectly appropriated to the Yetzirah that the Yetzirah should, that the Avodah Zarah, that the Avodah Zarah is what cured him. Because he made such a big mistake, on a novel of Shvetzenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we should do what we have to do. And that's why we have to do what we have to do. So, the many Mefarshim asked the question that we know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does to get us to do tshuva. So here it seems that everything is predestined. That so the Mefarshim explained that our Gemara is referring to the two types of Yisurim. There are certain Yisurim that are here to get us to do tshuva. And there are other Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, decides that that's what we should be afflicted with. That's what we're talking about. The Mashah explains that indeed, as we say on Rosh Hashanah by davening, tshuva tefillah tzedakah mavir esroya gzeira. And that isn't something that we all have to believe. The only thing is, our Gemara is speaking about a person who didn't do tshuva. And if they didn't do tshuva, then the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on that person have a specific time when they're supposed to come. I saw that Reb Chaim Berlin explains that there's a difference between Klal Yisrael and everyone else. What does that mean? By Klal Yisrael, as we just said from the Marshal, Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Mavir Nesroya Gzeira. But that isn't by Nochrim. Our Gemara is speaking about Nochrim as much as it's speaking about Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Gemara is most understandable that by Nochrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to them as he feels and removes them when the time. The Ksiv, Vahainu Damer Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues, this is what Rabbi Yochanan taught us, my Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vifl Hashem Es Makoska, and this is in the Teichacha, V'chaloim Roim Namoim, Roim B'shlichasam, that what they do is extremely painful, V'namonim B'shvuasam, and they keep the job that they were given. They were told to bring Yisurim on a person, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do what they do, that is, as they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do, that's exactly what happens. The Paiskim discussed, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav Sif Katan Chaf Gimel says, if somebody went to the bathroom while he was davening, he can't say Ashi Yotzar. When should he say Ashi Yotzar? So Mishnah Berurah says he should say Ashi Yotzar after he finishes davening. But there are other people, there are other Paiskim who are not satisfied with this Psak. The reason they're not satisfied with this Psak is because in the middle of davening we already say Birchas Rufeinu. And Bracha Rafa'inu, Rafa'i Chayla Am Yisrael, is dissimilar to the end of the Bracha of Ashi Yotzer, where we say Rafa'i Kabasar or Mafli Lasais. And therefore the question is, why should we say Ashiyotza after davening if we already said Brichas Rafa'enu? So as we just said, Rav Chaim Berlin says that there are two types of situations when a person unfortunately gets sick. One is, as we're just learning in our Gemara, Chaloim Roim V'Namonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines when they come and when they shall leave. That's one case. And the other case is, as what we said, as Roifik, as the pasuk says, Keshani Kani Hashem Roifecha. When a person does refuah, when he does tshuva, Tfilat Tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away. So when we say, Kikem Melech Noifik Roifin Nemen V'Rachman Atah, then we're saying, we're speaking about the refuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned in our Gemara. And that is the refuah that is predetermined. But then, as we're learning, is the bracha of Roifei Kabasa Umafli Lasois. Speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special refuah that he brings for the person that does tshuva. So in other words, what he's saying is that it's two very different types of refuah, and they don't cover the same situation. The Tzitz Eliezer also discusses the difference between the bracha of Ashiyotzar and the bracha of Rafeinu, and he says that Ashiyotzar is not speaking about people who are not well. Ashiyotzar speaks about the incredible wisdom and wonder that is involved in the creation and the health of a person. And that's why we begin the Ashiyotzar with the words, Ashiyotzar es Adam b'chachma. And that continues that not only were we created with incredible chachma, but Raifi Kabaso Mafli Lasos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us operating, so to speak, in such a fashion. The bracha of Rafeinu is referring to a person who unfortunately got sick. And that person, Raifi Kabaso Mafli Lasos. So in other words, what the Tzitz Eliezer is saying is that the bracha of Ashiyatzar is a bracha for healthy people. And the bracha of Rafeinu is a bracha for people who are not well. And therefore, according to that explanation, it's most understandable how one has nothing to do with the other. One is talking to healthy people, one is talking to people who are unfortunately not well and cannot cover for the other. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rava Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. Hika Beis Avodah Kachavim Ba'asrin. He said there is a Beis Avodah Zarah in our location. The Chimestrich Alma Lamitra. When the world needs rain, Mischazale B'chalma, that Avodah Zarah appears to people in that city in a dream. Amalei Shachta Le'Gavri. And he would say, slaughter a person, Vasimitra, and I will bring rain. So we see, again, the power of the Avodah Zarah. Amalei. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rava, Hashta Yehavah Shechivna, if I was no longer alive, Le'am L'chua Milsa, I would not be here to teach you this halacha. Domer Rav Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Asher Chalak Hashem L'kecha Oysam L'chala Amen. The Pasuk says, the word Chalak, what that means is, Melamed Shehichlika Midvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, fools them, as if the Avodah Zarah has any power. That's how people will not do Averis. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to eliminate the people who have the Avodah Zarah. And this says the Gemara is what Rish Lakish says. Madik Siv, the Pasuk says, Im Lelaitzim Hu Liolitz, Ulevavim Yitain Chain. Baal Atame, if a person wants to do the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the opportunity. Leitzim hu yolitz. He gives them the opportunity if they want to do something wrong that they will be able to do wrong. However, Balatar, the person who wants to do what's right, not only do they let him do what right, but Messiah, they actually help him doing what's right. The Ben Ishchai quotes a very famous story. He says there were once two people who were traveling, and whatever happened, they got stranded in a place, and they were very hungry, and they didn't know, and they were desperate to have something to eat. And as he says, what happened was, they ended up, these two different individuals ended up in two different people's homes. One, and they were given to eat. After they were about to leave, one of the people was told, these were both Jewish people, one of these people, as he was leaving his host, said, "I saw that you were a religious Jew. I want you to know that I am Jewish, and everything that you ate was kosher. We are Meranos. We don't show our religion because of the circumstances we're in, but you should know that everything you had here was kosher." The person was, of course, very happy. The other person didn't have such good luck. And what happened was that he had eaten non-kosher food. They came back to it, and they finally were able to get back home, and they met and they went to their Rav, and they asked the Rav, how did it happen that one person became so fortunate that he only was given kosher food, and the other person was so unfortunate? So the Rav asked these people, "Tell us, did the person who ate non-kosher food," he said, "do you care for your whole life only to eat kosher food? Or did it ever happen that you ate non-kosher food?" And he had to admit that there were cases that he had eaten non-kosher food. The other person said, "Yes, I was always careful to eat only kosher food." So he says that's the answer to what happened here. But the tar, a person who entire life has gone out of his way to do what's right, Messiah gets a special siyata d'shmaya that he should not end up doing averis. But this person, you, who had done averis, then you don't deserve that special siyata d'shmaya. But then I saw another pshat, that we may think that if we want to do what's right, so we want to do what's right. Teaches us the Gemara that Baal Tahar, even if somebody, Demri Emes says this word, even if somebody wants to do what's right, he needs Siyata D'Shmaya. In the Slichas that we say in the first day of Slichas, before the Yom Neroim, we say the words Hakol Chafetzim Lira Eshmecha. So the question is, if Hakol Chafetzim Lira Eshmecha, if everybody wants to have Yira Shemayim, so then why is not everybody have that Yira Shemayim? So the Rishna says, Habal Tahar, that yes, we're learning in our Gemara that we get Siyata D'Shmaya, but Habal Tahar, but somebody who wants the amount of effort you put into doing tshuva, that's going to be the amount of effort that you will get. That's the amount of help you will get to do tshuva. But then I saw that the Klaus Magareba actually says a very different pshat. He says, Habalatar, as somebody just, Balatar, he just makes the slightest effort. If somebody shows that he wants to do what's right, then Messiah, so at that point, he should have Siyata D'Shmaya, that he will be successful. But then I saw Baal Atahar, another very nice pshat, Baal Atahar, somebody, the Babich Rebbe said this first, Baal Atahar, if you have an individual who sees it as part of his mission in life, Baal Atahar, that his mission in life is to help other people do what's right, when a person lives a life of Baal Atahar, when he wants to help other people do what's right, then he gets a special Siyata D'Shmaya to be successful in what he's doing. Another pshat I saw is that the person who's Baala Tar is going with the Emes. He wants to do what is supposed to be done. A person who goes with the Emes, so the Gemara says, Emes yesh lo reglayim. If we look at the word, the letters of the word Emes, Aleph, Mem, Sof, they all letters that have legs. So a person that goes with the Emes is going with some with legs, has much more power than a person who doesn't go that way. A person who doesn't go that way is not soichet to the same, doesn't get that siat shmayim. Another pshat that I saw, Baala Tar Masayin Oisoi, is that if somebody wants to do what's right, every time he'll get more and more siat d'shmaya. As he continues on the path of attempting to do what's right, Masayin Oisoi, there's a steady stream of siat d'shmaya. And one more pshat that I saw from the Sefer Megdalos Merchakim is that when somebody does tshuva, somebody wants to do what's right, so we know the Chazal teach us that machshava toiva mitzar filamaisa. That when somebody has a machshava to do what's right, it's connected to what he does. So Baala Tar, if somebody wants to do what's right, mesayinoi soi, because it starts with the right machshava, and that right machshava is something that is recognized by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since the right machshava is recognized by Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the halacha is that's why Masayin Oisoi, he gets siyata d'shmaya much quicker and sooner than the person who doesn't want to do what's right. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed has a very interesting question. He says that Al Gemara says, Imlaitzim hu yolitz. Imlaitzim hu yolitz means a person who constantly who doesn't want to do the right thing, hu yolitz, Baala Tar Poiskan Loi, somebody who does the wrong thing is given the opportunity to continue, unfortunately, on that difficult path. He says, the halacha is that if somebody is summoned to Beis Din and refuses to show up, so after a number of times, Beis Din could allow the other side to go to secular court. But what would be if somebody has a track record that every time he's called to Beis Din, he refuses to show up? So is the fact that he refuses to show up proof that he's not coming to Beis Din? And since that's a proof that he's not going to come to Beis Din, so there's no point in going through the entire process, and he should be given that permission to go to court immediately? Or does halacha say that we have to do what we have to do, and we have to do what the halacha requires, and that he should be given the opportunity to three summons, and if he doesn't show up, then be given the proof, permission? And he says that certainly the halacha is that we have to do what we have to do. And even though this person has a track record, the Gemara here says, Baala Tame Paischem Loi. The person who does the wrong thing, Paischem Loi, we let him do what's wrong, but that doesn't, Leitzim Uyolitz, but we still have to give every Jew a chance to do what's right. From this Mishnah on, we begin discussing the halachas of Yai Nesach. When we speak about Yai Nesach, wine that's not kosher, we speak about three different situations. There's wine that was actually poured for Avodah Zarah. That's the Yai Nesach that the Torah talks about. Then there's Stam Yain that wasn't used for Avodah Zarah worship in any way. But Chazal said that wine is Asur. And then there's wine, that's Stam Yainam. And then there's wine of a Jew that was touched by a Nachri, that we again have learned that such wine, even though we know for certain, was not worshipped for the Avodah Zarah, but still, the halach is, the Chazal made a gzera that the wine, we may not drink that wine. And begins the Mishnah, Loich and Yayin, the halach, and I saw that the Tveres Yisrael asks a question, that the balance of this perek is going to speak about Stam Yenom, and the next perek is also going to speak about Stam Yenom. And the question is, why was it divided that way? And the Tras Yisrael says that by right, as we begin learning this sugya, the sugya of Stam Yenom, it should be that this should be a new perek, and like we just explained, and that will be the balance of the Masechta. But they did not want that a perek in Shas should end with a discussion about Avodah Zarah, the discussion we've been speaking in our shiur today. And that's why they put in halachas about Stam Yenom into our perek, that the subject of our perek should not conclude just with speaking about Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Loichin gas putim b'nai v'de kachavim. We'll have to purchase from a nachri wine that was just put in the upper chamber. As we're going to learn, there were two parts to the crushing of wine. There's the gas, where the grapes are deposited. And then from there, after they're crushed, they're put into the board where they're kept. And the Gemara is teaching us that the place, which is the gas, the halacha is we could take wine from him. Even though the nachri is picking up the grapes that has juice on them, and they're going to be taken from there to the place where they're going to be crushed, that so certainly that the nachri touched this wine, but since at this point the wine that's in the gas is not considered wine, so therefore the halachas that we've been discussing about when a nachri touches wine, what is the status of that wine, is not applicable to anything that's in the gas. Says the Gemara, the nachri, having touched the wine in the gas, doesn't make it into yayin nesach, ad sheyer labor, until it goes down to the pit, which is where it's stored. Because at this point, it's not considered wine, that the nachri, having touched it, makes it into wine that's not kosher. However, continues the Mishnah, yard labor, if the wine went into that pit that's under the gas, mashav bar osur, what's in the bar becomes a problem, vashar, that the wine that did not go down to the wine did not go down to the bar, that is not osur, is mutar. Says the Mishnah further, darchim avayv dekham begas, one could crush grapes to another with another nachri in the gas. And the problem that the Mishnah is referring to is that we spoke many times that yayin, that the wine of a nachri, is also bahanob. And the question that's facing the Mishnah is that if a Jew is working with a nachri on that wine, why would it not be considered that the Jew who's getting paid for his services is having hanor from the wine that we're not allowed to have hanor? Yet the Mishnah, and we're of course going to explain this extensively in the Gemara, but the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is that since at this point, as we keep on saying now, it's not considered wine, and since it's not at this point considered wine, the Isser of having hanor from it is not applicable. Avaloi Baitzer Emai, but we're not allowed to participate with a nachri in cutting down the grapes, and that is that we're not allowed to do. And we'll explain that in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara as well. It says the Mishnah Yisrael, if the Yisrael is not careful with Hilchos Tuma Tahara, and we have to make a very important observation. There is no halacha that you have to be machmer in Hilchos Tuma Tahara. A person who's not machmer in Hilchos Tuma Tahara is considered tamei, but if you're not a kohen who's going to do the avodah, or you're not a kohen who's going to eat truma, then it's not something that you have to be particularly careful. Says the Mishnah, Yisrael shu'ayis b'tumah lo'y darchem v'lo'y b'yitzim imay, we're not allowed to make the wine tamei, and therefore we can't participate and in any way the person making the wine tamei. Avam lo'ychen imay chavis l'gas, u'mevin minagas. Because in this case, we're speaking about a case where the nochri, where the wine is already tamei. And since the wine is already tamei, there's no problem in participating, it's already tamei. Says the Mishnah, Nachtam, as a baker, shu'oisa b'tumma, that's again, he's an individual who's not makban on hilchos tumma b'tahara, lo'yoshim v'lo'yorchan imay, we can't help him, because we don't want to make bread that's a shrol tamei. However, av a melichan imay pasla palter, what we can do is that we could take the bread at that point to the baker because it's already tamei, so we're not doing anything. Amar Rav Huna, Yan Sheskol Moshe. When we speak about wine, one of the concepts that's very important to discuss is something that's called Hamshacha. Hamshacha is when the wine begins to be considered wine. And the Gemara is teaching us, Yain Shiskul Mashaych, when the wine starts going down from the gas to the bar, at that point, it's considered wine. There's a discussion in the Rishonim exactly at what point does Hamshacha begin. Some Rishonim say that while the wine is already in the gas, but it's already in the point when it's going to start going down, that's already considered Hamshacha. That means as soon as the wine is separated from the grapes, that's the point of Hamshacha. That's Rashi's opinion. Rabbi and Tam's opinion is that as long as the wine is in the actual gas, it's not considered that any Hamshacha took place. And his opinion is that Hamshacha only starts taking place is when the wine leaves the gas to go into the bar. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, what we just learned in the Mishnah, Loichem gas b'utam ravd g'chavim, v'api, that Amish that said that we could take gas b'utam ravd g'chavim, v'api shenotol yodev enosno tapuach, even though the nochri took out things from the gas, and he touched them, but we're learning that the wine that's in the gas is already considered wine because it was already Hamshacha. Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, Amar Huna. Rav Huna says that the wine that we're speaking about in our Mishnah, the gas that we're speaking about in our Mishnah, is gas kuka malaya. That the gas is overfilled, and there's no way at that point that the wine from the gas, starts going on to the bar, into the bar. And since there's no way that the wine from the gas is going into the bar, it's not considered wine. Ask the Gemara, but let's continue learning the Mishnah. Toshma, Veinanas, Nain Yesach, Achier, Labar. That was seen from here that it has to go into the bar for it to be considered Yain Nesach. If it doesn't go into the bar, it's not yet Yain Nesach. Hachinami, says the Gemara, we've been speaking about a case of a gas kuka malaya, where the gas is overfilled, and there's no way for that wine to go down. And since there's no way for that wine to go down into the bar, that's why it's not considered yayin in that. So ask the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, Toshma, your yayin labar, if the wine went into the bar. So the Mishnah says, Mash babar, what's in the bar is osur. Vashar mutar. So we see that clearly the Mishnah is referring to a situation where it's going into the bar, and even though it's still going into the bar, it's only osur when it gets into the bar, not when it starts exiting the gas. Answers the Gemara Amar Rav Huna Lakasha. Kan Commissioner Rishayna and Kan Commissioner Achroina. There were two versions of what Chazal said. The Mishnah that what we said that it's considered from wine, from when it leaves the gas, is the Mishnah Achroina. The Mishnah Rishonah did not pass in that way. And the Tanya, the Brisa explains. Rishonah, Omrim, Bedad. First that they said the halacha is Bedad. Bedad stands for Boitzim, Dorchim. What does that stand for? Ain Boitzim, I have to come with gas. We're not allowed to participate with a Nochri in the gas, in squeezing the grapes and crushing the grapes. Shasal Grum Tumel Chulin Shvetz Yisrael. We're now at a cause Tumel Netz Yisrael, the Nachrim at Tamei, and we're working with the Nachri, we're going to make the wine, the grapes Tamei. Vein Darchim in Yisrael Shoysu B'Pereysu B'Tumel. And the same halacha will be if you're working with a Yisrael who's not careful in Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara. So again, we're going to have the same problem that you're working and making it, it's coming Tamei. Shasar, and the reason for doing this is, Shasar L'Saya Yidei Oiv Ravera, and making something in Yisrael Tamei. Avam Darchim Avdi Kacham B'Gas. In the gas, we're allowed to work with the Nachri. There, it's already Tamei. And since it's already Tamei, L'cheshin L'refuna, we're not concerned that the wine that's going from the gas to the bar is Osir. V'chazru Leimer, but then they said the Bab, that the Aloch is, that ain't Darchim Avdicham B'Gas. Because it's at that point, it's already considered wine. Because Mishum D'refuna, because what Rafuna has been teaching us in the an hour shir, and then the halacha is the Baitzim Yisrael Shais Peres Matuma. We're not allowed to work with a Yisrael who makes his Peres Matuma, and we're not allowed to make Peres and that's Yisrael Tamei, because then the Truma that's removed from those Peres will be Truma Tamea. Koshkein Shein Darchim, that we're not allowed to work with him on the grapes and make the wine Tamei. Av Baitzim Av Dekham Begas. Because the Nachri doesn't have a chiv to take off Truma Samaisrus, so there's no concern that if we're making it, that we're making it at the Tamei.